Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's one from Liliane Narette-Louise.
Today I want to tell you a story about love. Really, it started a long time ago. I'm going to talk to you about my cancer. I was treated at the Sylvester Cancer Center. But that story started a long time ago. When I was young, I needed acceptance in my own family. So I decided I would learn how to cook. And then cooking and sharing with them make them love me. Up to now. So I have a family. I raised my family in Miami. My husband was very sick. So I kind of raised my children alone. Unfortunately, in 2009, my husband passed away. I buried him. And now I was enjoying my family because I have three sons. Two of them are married. And at this time, I had four grandkids. Then that was the time I was diagnosed with cancer of my lung. It was terrible for me, but I accepted it with joy. I said, that cancer is not going to kill me. I said, I will survive. And how did I survive? Again, because I love the children, I love the grandkids, and I said, I am going to find a way to survive. In that process, not only I was operated at the Sylvester Cancer Center, I was followed with chemotherapy and all that come with chemotherapy, losing my strength and losing my hair. But I helped myself a great deal by using holistic medicine, what I would call folk medicine, Haitian folk medicine. And that's how I developed a love for plants, herbs, all kinds of things that could cure my cancer. When I was going to have my chemotherapy, I even went with my tea, and I was drinking my tea right in front of my oncologist. They used to send me at plantation. And that's why I developed so much love, not only for the garden, the leaves, but I started to teach it. As a matter of fact, the state of Florida gave me three young ladies. I was the master artist, and I was teaching them not only my Haitian storytelling, but also my cooking and all the folk medicine that I know. And I learned those folk medicine when I was growing up in Haiti. My mother and grandmother taught me how to make teas, how to cure fever, how to cure cough, how to make a lock, which is very, very special. So when I became sick with my cancer, I said, no, that cancer is not going to kill me. I have too much love in myself. I need to see my grandchildren growing up. And that's all now. I have a beautiful garden, and I keep on developing my love and my knowledge for the leaves and herbs that people use in Haiti. I learned some more here in Florida, and I'm still learning to know how I can help other people. I share my knowledge with everybody. Everyone who needs to know about folk medicine, I tell them. Every disease they have, I explain to them, or they have to live with joy, or they have to understand their own body, or they have to exercise, or they have to eat the right thing, and then they can beat any cancer. I think joy, love, is what cured me. Not really the medicine, but the medicine is very important, and that's why I didn't only use holistic medicine, I did accept to be cured at the University of Miami. So I don't think it's a story of lung cancer, I think it's a story of love. Love. Please love everybody, and that's how you will live happy.
Liliane Narette-Louise with a story about surviving cancer.
And so much more.
Did the love cure the cancer, Karen?
You know, she didn't do a controlled experiment, and we'll never know what did what. I like the way she said, I wouldn't have not gone to Sylvester and only done the herbs. Unfortunately, I know somebody who did not do the medical cancer treatment and only did the alternative treatment, and that did not work out well for her.
The Western medicine calls for chemotherapy and radiation treatment and surgery, obviously.
Right. And I think that what Lillian is talking about is using holistic medicine as what is now called complementary medicine. In other words, as a complement to Western medicine.
It certainly did bring her a lot of comfort, knowing that her homeland Haitian medicine cures helped her, and that it was still part of her recovery, as well as her family and grandkids. It sounds like a beautiful family.
Yes, and I think she told it so beautifully, how she really brought together all of the things that mattered to her, and she was able to take control. And this is a woman you can tell by her voice, and you can tell by just at an early age, she decided, I am going to win the affection of my family by being a good cook. You know, she had goals, and she reached those goals, and she needs to be in control. And I think one of the difficulties of being ill is when you feel out of control. I think another one of the difficulties of being ill is certainly when you don't know what's going on. And the fact that she could connect to her homeland, like you say, I think was so important to her.
She does have a heavy accent. I knew right away she was Haitian.
And that's one of the beauties of storytelling as opposed to story reading. Never would I put down story reading. But to get the timbre of somebody's voice, to get the accent, to get the rate of speech, to get all that makes up a voice is such a gift. Lillian is what's called a Mekong, M-E-T-K-O-N-T. She is a master of Haitian culture in many ways, and one of them is in storytelling. She is a professional storyteller, as well as all these other things that she talked about. And she has a book in which she tells a lot of Haitian folk tales. And of course, with folk tales, the meaning is between the lines. You don't come right out and say what the story is about or what the story is trying to teach you. Whereas what Lillian is doing in her first person story, true story, is giving us what she got out of it. In other words, she's telling us, she's not just showing us about the love and joy, but she's telling us love, joy, and she must say that word love over and over again. And it's important. I don't think you can ever say that word too often. And I think hearing it in those, that with that beautiful voice and that very rich culture that comes through that accent, it just adds to the story.
Well, I'm glad Lillian is fine today.
Yes, when I collected the story from her, she looked beautiful and healthy, and I was delighted to get it from her.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they would like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email, cneil, N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu, and all you need to do is say you're interested, and I'll send you the instructions.
Additional information, as well as archive stories, at our website at wlrn.org. Click radio and the Public Storyteller. Karen, I understand you have an event coming up?
Yes, our next $100 Story Slam is next Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Robot Brewing Company. That's at 2621 North Federal Highway in Boca Raton, just south of Spanish River Boulevard.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. Public Storyteller returns next Sunday. Thank you.